Chapter 12. A Visit to Paris. Newland Archer sat at the desk in his library. In this room, 26 years ago, he first learned that May was expecting a baby. It was in this room that their eldest son, Dallas, took his first steps, and that years later, his daughter, Mary, announced her engagement. It was here that he and May always spoke about the future of all three of their children. Looking back, Archer knew that something was always missing from his life. The flower of life. But how many people ever found that, anyway? When he thought about Ellen Olenska, she seemed unreal, like someone in a book or a picture. He was true to May for the whole of his long marriage and missed her terribly when she died. Their marriage was never exciting, but they always did what was right. Archer knew that there was good in the old ways, after all. Suddenly, the telephone on his desk rang. How easy it was now to speak to someone a long way away. It was Dallas, in Chicago, wanting to speak about traveling together to Europe. Archer wanted to have this time alone with his son, before Dallas and Fanny Beaufort were married. But since May's death, 2 years before, he was becoming more and more afraid of new things. Archer stood looking out his hotel window at the lively Paris streets, his heart beating fast. This was her home. Many years ago, he pictured himself here, in the beautiful spring sunshine, on a day like today. Now that he was here, looking at it, he felt small and unimportant. Dallas came up behind him and put a hand on his shoulder. "I've got a message for you, Dad. Countess Olenska expects us both at 5:30 p.m., he said lightly. Archer looked at him, shocked. "Oh, didn't I tell you?" Dallas went on, innocently. "I promised Fanny to see the Countess while we're here. When Beaufort first sent Fanny to Paris, Countess Olenska was very kind to her. So I telephoned her this morning." Archer looked hard at his son. "She knows that I'm here?" "Of course. Why not?" Then, getting no answer, Dallas went on. "What was she like, Dad? Wasn't she once, well, the woman of your dreams?"
"My dreams?"
"Yes. Mother spoke to me alone the day before she died. She promised me that we were safe with you. Because once, when she asked, you gave up the thing that you most wanted." Archer looked out the window, seeing nothing. At last, he said quietly, "She never asked me." "No, neither of you asked or told the other anything, did you? You just sat and watched and guessed. But I think that you both knew more about the other's private thoughts than we young people know about our own. Dallas stopped. Dad, you're not angry with me, are you? If you are, I'm sorry. Archer was not angry. He only needed time alone to think. He felt relieved, after all, to learn that May knew and understood. It was evening now, and the light was soft as he and Dallas entered the little tree-lined square. "It's here," said Dallas, putting his arm through his father's. "She lives up there." He pointed at some windows behind the tops of the trees. Archer studied the windows and then looked away. "I'll sit here for a moment," he said, walking toward a seat. "Aren't you well?" cried his son. "I'm perfectly well, but I'd like you to go up without me." "Do you mean that you won't come up at all?" replied Dallas in surprise. "I don't know," said Archer slowly. "Please, go up. I might follow you." "But what shall I tell her? Shall I say that you're old-fashioned because you prefer using the stairs to the lift?" His father smiled. "Just say that I'm old-fashioned. That's enough." Dallas looked at his father, then walked away and into the building. Archer sat looking up at the windows. He pictured Dallas going up in the lift, ringing at the door, going inside. Then he thought of the woman already there, dark and pale, sitting on a sofa near the fire, a wall of flowers behind her. "It's more real to me here than if I go up," he suddenly heard himself say. The minutes passed. He sat in the growing dark, his eyes never moving from the building. At last, a light shone through the windows, and a moment later, a servant came to close the curtains. At that, Archer slowly got up and walked back to his hotel alone. Penguin Readers, The Age of Innocence, Edith Wharton, Level 4. Retold by Kate Williams. Illustrated by Eva Byrne. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Patricia Rodriguez. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2022.